Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
For the remainder of this segment, Wendy Wright joins us. You might have heard about this, a bill introduced this morning in the U.S. House of Representatives that would repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C., and a regular guest. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, glad to be on.
Well, it was just 13 years ago that this bill passed overwhelmingly in both the House and the Senate. What is going on?
Yeah, when you say overwhelmingly, let's get the numbers to people so that they understand. In the House of Representatives, the Defense of Marriage Act passed by 342 to only 67 votes against. And in the Senate, it was 85 to 14. So clearly they were also reflecting the will of their constituents, because since that time, there have been 39 states that have passed constitutional amendments or legislation that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. And the Defense of Marriage Act was anticipating the assault that homosexual activists would inflict upon marriage in their attempt to reshape society to conform with their own demands and their own views.
So what is behind the new bill that would attempt to repeal DOMA?
Very good question. I think it's in response to the demands of very active homosexual groups. They have multi-million dollar budgets and are very powerful when you consider the few people that they represent. So I think it's in response to the demands of the homosexual activists. It's certainly not in response to the demands of American citizens. American citizens have already expressed their views in passing state laws that define marriage as one man and one woman. The Defense of Marriage Act not only clarifies that marriage is one man, one woman in federal law, but it also protects states. States that have passed defense of marriage or marriage definitions, it protects them from being forced to recognize same-sex marriages that were performed in other states or in other countries.
If DOMA were repealed by this legislation in the House of Representatives, assuming majorities in the Senate as well, what would become of states that want to maintain an exclusive heterosexual definition of marriage?
Yes, that's really the key. Now, homosexual activists will claim that it's really just a way for their marriages to be recognized, but that's not it. This is an assault on states and on citizens who have defined marriage as one man and one woman. So what will likely happen is couples that went through a ceremony in, say, Massachusetts or in Connecticut, they'll then travel back to other states like Virginia or Missouri and then challenge through the court that their union be recognized in that state. So it's an attempt to undo the marriage protections that have been passed in other states, an attempt through the courts, most likely, to undo what the citizens of each state have decided for themselves.
Do we know what the president's thoughts on repealing DOMA are? With about 30 seconds here, Wendy.
It seems to depend on who he was talking to at the moment. In the mid-90s, he told homosexual activists that he did not favor the Defense of Marriage Act. Even since then, he has said that he doesn't favor it. He claims that he believes that marriage is between one man and one woman, but he is against every kind of legislative effort to protect marriage as one man and one woman.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. For more information on Concerned Women for America, visit issuesetc.org. That's our website. Click on demand. Wendy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
When we come back, Deaconess Pam Nielsen is going to join us from Concordia Publishing House. We got a regular thing going with Pam. Every week, we prepare you to teach a Sunday school lesson. The Wisdom of Solomon is renowned even outside of Christian circles, even in extra-biblical circles, the Wisdom of Solomon. He was certainly wise, and yet this was a gift from God. And how do you reconcile this man, bestowed with special wisdom from God, and especially in his later years as king of some age, some very unwise things that he did. Of course, a lot of this wisdom is recorded for us in the Proverbs, in the Song of Solomon, in Ecclesiastes. We'll talk about Solomon's wisdom with Deaconess Pam Nielsen, teaching a Sunday school lesson on this Tuesday afternoon, September the 15th, here on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We'll be right back.
The Lutheran Study Bible is the first time in the English language that the Lutheran Church has produced a study Bible to this extent.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Paul McCain, with his thoughts on the new Lutheran Study Bible.
It's entirely from scratch, as I say, using all original content. It will contain features that every Christian will love and cherish. It has what I think is the most important thing of all, a rich devotional quality to it that helps us understand when we are reading the Word of God, we are reading the mind of God and hearing His Word for us, and we respond to Him and pray, praise, and thanksgiving all through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are really excited about this Bible.
You can purchase the new Lutheran Study Bible by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at our homepage, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, the Lutheran Study Bible.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
There have been accusations of doctors and nurses intentionally euthanizing patients in the wake of the Hurricane Katrina disaster. But now Dr. Ewing Cook readily admitted to killing a woman patient. He said, "There's no question I hastened her demise. I gave her medicine so I could get rid of her faster. To this day, I don't feel bad about what I did." Dr. Cook said he considered euthanizing patients with do not resuscitate orders on their charts, but said, "We didn't do it because we had too many witnesses." Even in the face of this alarming admission, the state attorney general refused to reopen an investigation. The effect will be declaring open season on our most vulnerable citizens should difficult circumstances arise in the future. May God have mercy on us.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.